Thanks for checking out the Kids Your Sleep podcast. If you like the show, share it with your friends, tag us on social media, and please give us a 5-star review. And welcome back to what is officially now the number one podcast for people that know that Taylor Swift's favorite number is 13. And her boyfriend is playing who in the Super Bowl? The 49ers. Babe, 4 + 9 equals what?
13.
This is also the number one show for people that know that the date of the Super Bowl is 2/11, February 11th. Babe, 2 + 11 equals what?
13.
And also the 58th Super Bowl will be the 13th game attended by Taylor Swift in person. And if you know all that and you listen to the show, welcome to the Illuminati. The kids are asleep. We poured some blood. I'm Sean.
I'm Shannon.
And who knows what the hell we gonna sacrifice this week?
I thought you were gonna say all those people who put all those haphazard things together need a break. You didn't say they need a break.
Well, I switched it up. It's, oh. But thanks for calling that out.
I mean, you...
Thanks for calling that out.
But here's the thing. You... I didn't know any of that. Yeah. You've been doing research.
Hey, these hoes
been doing research.
You can call me one thing, you call me two things, but don't say I'm not a Swiftie, okay?
Don't you dare say
I'm not a Swiftie.
I mean, that made it uber believable.
Yeah, I know.
You're on Taylor the last couple weeks.
It's funny because I'm fascinated with people's fascination with her. I know one Taylor Swift song, and that's the one I sang last week.
I do think that I am fascinated too. Let me just say this. I'm fascinated by anybody's fascination with a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like hardcore.
Yeah.
Like I get it. Like, oh, I'm obsessed with Drake.
Yeah.
But I don't talk about him. You know what I mean? Like that type of thing where I'm like, if his song comes on, I'm bumping it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I have my faves.
Yeah. You're my fave. Oh, I'm obsessed with you.
Here we go.
Here we go, guys.
Here we go. The reason why Sean is buttering me up is I came into the... I feel like the last couple weeks I've come in and I've been like a moody Betty, but that isn't right. Moody Duty. I've been a Moody Duty.
Oh my God.
I'm a Moody Judy. So I've been like, I'm going into...
Moody Judy is... actually very apropos.
Yeah. So
I know a Moody Judy.
Oh my God. Wow.
What? Well, come on. What are we doing over here?
Wow.
What are we doing over here?
I'm surprised you said that.
I'm not scared.
Yeah.
Mm. I am I'm a big boy. I'll stand up to anyone nowadays. I am a big boy.
Oh, good grief. Mm. So anyhow, I feel like I wasn't going to say anything because it's like last week I came into the show. I don't want you guys to think that I'm like, you know, I'm down in the dumps these days.
Yeah.
Because, I can get in a mood and I can usually bring it back pretty quickly. But
that's like your superpower.
Yeah. Today, I'll share something. The thing is, I hate sharing something where I'm like, I can't, maybe someday I can share it with you, but I can't right now.
Gotcha.
So I like discovered something today about somebody that I'm partnered with.
Uh-huh.
And it like got under my skin really bad. And like, I will share this with you guys probably over on Patreon if and when I can.
Yeah.
But it was one of those, do you ever find something out about somebody or something and you're like, oh. And it just knocks you, like I had a stomachache today where I was like, I kept telling Sean, I'm like, I kind of can't get over this. Like, this is making me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
And like Sean kind of had to talk me off the ledge and talk me. And then Sean would talk about something and I'd be like, and the other thing is, you know what I mean? And then so last episode we said that Sean was the, a detective?
What?
You were undercover cop. And
strip club DJ. Yeah, these are my professions that I would choose.
This is why we are married, because I too do, like, if I find something out, I am like, oh, I go down. I am a detective.
No, no,
I will find out, like, where you went to school in the third grade.
Yeah, no, you're a true detective.
Yes.
For those of you guys that haven't seen the show,
and I'm not going to let it go.
True Detective. True Detective is our shows on HBO. It's a series. Every season is different. But basically, it's about the true detectives who follow a case. And sometimes that case may be, they'll see it through 40 years later.
Through to fruition.
You know what I mean?
Yo, I also.
And that's you.
I will beat a dead horse, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, if I feel that I need to take a stance.
Yeah.
I'm like the.
Oh, you'll burn it all down.
I'm on my soapbox. I respect it. Man. But this one is a hill I'll die on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We love that little innuendo. This is a hill I'll die on. So if I can share it with you, I'll keep you posted.
Anyhow,
so that really, it's like when you have a sick stomach, it took me a minute to like, okay, I kept telling John, I'm like, I know we're recording tonight. I'm going to get it back. On top of that, I typically have travel anxiety. I don't know if I've shared this with you guys, but when I've traveled before a lot, right? I've come in and out of town, but it's normally like I will get travel anxiety just to have travel anxiety. But this time, so Sean and I are going to Hawaii, right? Because I just have anxiety, right? So then, of course, it's like travel anxiety because I already have anxiety. But so this time like the surroundings of the events are not what gives me the anxiety because I know, Sean, you're going to be here with the kids.
Of course.
So I feel very good and confident, comfortable in that. Well, this trip it's giving me a whole different. So let me say this. First thought when I knew that we were going was like, I felt actually no travel anxiety because we were going together. So I was like, oh, I feel very comforted in the fact that we're traveling together for the first time in 12 years.
Yeah.
Or, you know, on a trip together. We've gone to Canada or
without
whatever.
Without our kids.
So immediately I felt like this like relief of anxiety and then an overwhelming amount of anxiety because we're leaving our children. And we like, I'm not saying that we're leaving them with your mom and Chuck, but it's like, not that I think that they're incapable. Like your mom is uber capable of taking care of our children. They've been over there a million times. Like she's one of their favorite people, right? Aside from me and you, but it's the comings and goings of like all of the things. Like I am going through all the tabs right now of like all the things that I want to plan for her and like where to take them and what time and when to be there and the practice and the games
during the school week
and don't forget this and don't forget that. And like, they really need water bottles. And like,
but can I just say that when you say it the way you're saying it, it stresses anybody out.
Oh, I was going to say it sounds frivolous, but
no, it doesn't sound. No, okay. The way you're saying it, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, cause yeah, if you think about it all at one time, then you're going to get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you got to relax.
So then that's,
get it together.
But that's what I'm saying. So then that also was on my mind today. So it was like the thing, the event, and then it was like the trip. And then all the other things that, because we're doing some remodel stuff. So it's like checking off like what we can get done before we leave. And then you guys, we have a bin coming because we have like all these boxes because of the remodel.
Okay.
A bin coming. So we're going to clean the house out. We're going to spend all day tomorrow.
You're stressing me out right now. Stop. Shut up. You're bothering me. It's let me tell you.
I'm trying to explain like the reason for like, I'm going to try to get out of this mood.
Yeah. Okay. So I had something that I wrote for the end of the show, but I'm going to go ahead because I'm just letting you know because I like to address the show notes.
Oh.
I'm going to move this from the bottom to the top.
I
want people to feel my pain, and this is why.
Okay.
So earlier today, we were at the house. I'm always at the gym or I'm running about, I'm out of the house in the mornings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really like cross paths in the early morning very often.
I have a million things. You guys hear my checklist?
Oh my God.
That is my brain 24/7. So that's what I'm doing every day.
So this morning, Shannon is in the bathtub.
Oh God.
I have not showered, right? And we have a very limited time. I'm talking minutes here.
Yeah.
This woman asked me.
We had 4 minutes.
We have 4 minutes. This woman says, you trying to get some? You trying to get some real quick?
Because isn't that,
which
guys,
is never,
wait, stop. Let me ask you out there, isn't that kind of exciting?
It is. It is.
I could put you on the spot and be like, yo, we literally have 4 minutes. Let's go.
I know, but there's also times when I want to take my time.
Okay, but if you only have 4 minutes, take the 4 minutes.
It just wasn't one of them days. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's not the point. The point is that...
Guys, and oh, I had just God. Done... If you're over on Patreon, I had just done a swiperoony because I had got out of the bathtub. I grabbed the glaze and I did the swiperoony. So I thought, for sure, that's going to...
So now you're just sitting here with swamp crotch.
That's going to give him... I thought for sure you would go... Your ears would perk up. You'd go,
I didn't know that.
Let's do it.
I didn't know that. But regardless... I could have gotten ready, but I wasn't. I wasn't ready at all. The point is...
Yeah, give us the point of the story.
The point of the story that I am trying to get to...
Okay.
...is that from that moment forth, right? It was like, I was like, no, dude, we're going to have time later today. Mm. So we could take our time, right? Mm. I want to get a good one and not a rush one. Like, why are we rushing? There's no reason to rush. You know what I'm saying? With the house rush, there's no reason to rush, right? And then since then... It has been nothing but stupid drama, and this woman has been stressing herself out left and right. It has been, True Detective over here. It has been to-do lists. It has been all this stuff, and it's just like...
I don't understand if you have children and you live with me that you would ever think, oh, we're going to have plenty of time later. Like, I'm not getting on you. I'm just saying, based off of events, you know who you live with.
Are we having a fight?
You know what I mean?
Is this a fight?
I don't think it's a fight. I just think it's we're working through it on air.
Yeah, let's do it. I don't care. I'll work through it on air. I'll work through you.
You can't even say.
I'll let you do it because now you're just all out of the, you're in a funk. You're not in the mood. It's fine. Whatever.
I would let you do it. You got 4 minutes. And you're on the clock, buddy. The time's a ticking. Okay.
Didn't I put that in my hot and bothered?
What?
I swear I put that in my hot and bothered.
What was it?
My last hot and bothered was when your wife hits you with the, all right, come on, just do it. Just do it real quick.
It wasn't that though. I didn't do that tone. It was just like, hey, babe. It was an exciting tone. It wasn't just like, oh, no, stick it,
was.
It
you
in
were,
me.
You were,
it was like, hey, we've got 4 minutes. Let's make this exciting. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, come pounce.
Hike.
I said.
34, 32.
Yo, I just did a little swiperoony. Come and get
you
it.
You didn't tell me the swipe part, though.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Well,
I
said the swipe part at like 2 minutes. So then I was like, dude, I go.
Now we got 2 minutes.
Yeah, and then the alarm went off because Sean sets alarms. We know
I
you know
alarm
this about
to get
him.
The out of the house was just me and you.
Right. Yeah,
I
you
have
did.
To.
You did. So the alarm goes off and he goes, see, then we would have heard the alarm. I go, but then it would have been exciting because you would have heard the alarm and gone, let's just take one more minute. You know what I mean? Like, this is all a thing that I went through in my head. I knew what I had a plan of attack.
I am eating my own words.
Okay. Well, good.
I am eating my own words.
Okay.
I'm saying that I had you at your best earlier today.
Yes.
You were Reggie Miller. You were ready to go.
Which is.
From 3-point land.
Yeah.
You were wide
very
open.
Very
you were
and
like,
far between.
Give me the ball, coach.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me call a timeout. Let me take my time.
Yes.
We'll get to you in a minute.
And here I am like, technical foul. Technical foul. You're out. You're ejected. You're like, let me back in. I promise.
Please,
I'll be good.
Let me back in, please.
Oh my God. On the way to the locker room, you're begging. And it's like, no, too little, too late. So sorry. So sorry.
Wow.
But let me, I'm joking. We'll talk about it.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hurting, but I'm joking.
Yeah, I know. What also ruffled my feathers, I didn't tell you this. So I took Rock tonight. So the whole day, I'm just anxiety, stomach ache, just annoyed. Just burp, burp, burp. So I'm taking Rock to Taekwondo tonight. And Taekwondo, if you all have your kids in activities, okay, basketball is not an activity where they're going to be quiet, right? They're going up and down the court. You're blowing the whistle. You're loud. Taekwondo is a place, and tell me if I'm wrong, that is where the parents sit quietly.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of quiet moments where they're doing instruction.
Yeah.
And communicating with the children. And it's a small facility. These two heifers next to me were talking so loud. And one of them was a man. I'm calling a man a heifer. Because they...
They could be a heifer.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was looking around for another seat. I was going to get up and move away from them because I was so aghast that these people were talking so loud. But you know what I said to myself? These are the kids that have had behavioral issues. These are their parents
right
here. These are their parents.
They don't know how to act.
No.
They don't know how to act.
No. And I was just taking, I was literally was like out of the corner of my eye, like, I was just taking notes. Can I was taking notes, and I was just thinking, you know what?
I just got. I am
so pissed right now. I am so pissed. I don't want anyone to think I'm participating. I looked around. I wanted to make eye contact with the owner so that she knew that I was on my P's and Q's. It wasn't me talking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's just like.
I get it.
If you're in a library and you're making a ruckus, you know what I mean? It's not a library. It's Taekwondo. Yeah, I get it. Whatever. Get it. But like, you're making a scene. You're the two people making a scene. And I don't know. I don't know. It was probably because I was already just fine. Whatever. I was just in an annoyed mood.
You came at it irritated.
And then it was just like, you're what?
I get it. What are we doing here? I get it.
Can we act right?
I get it.
Can anyone act right in my life today? Anyone? Anyone? I'm calling the cops. Okay.
Yo,
frisk me.
I feel it. I feel it. I'm also irrationally emotional about certain things. I'll tell you guys a little story that happened. So this weekend, I get a call. It was Friday. I get a call.
Oh, yeah. This did ruffle your ruffles.
I get a call. Okay, folks. I get a call from the president of the basketball.
Wait, did you get a call? Did you get a call?
From the president of the basketball association that I coach for. And he says, hey, Mr. Harvey, you're supposed to be at this practice at the gym. And I said, no. No, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. No. That has not been communicated to me in any way. And
yeah,
we got a game tomorrow. It's Friday. I wouldn't even have agreed to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't even agree to that. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
Practices are Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And he was like, no, well, I sent you an email and I told you got your practice, blah, 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 blah. Right.
Yeah.
But this is my point. I'm petty. Okay. I'm very, 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 very petty.
Guys, did you know this about us?
We're both petty and we're bitchy.
Yes.
And it got me. Let me tell you why I got bitchy. Not with the dude. I tried to keep my head on straight.
See, that's where we differ. I can get bitchy. I might, like, something might make me go. Whoa. You 100% of the time hold it together.
99. There's always that 1%. And there's, because I give you rope. I give, there's a couple, you know, I'm going to let you. And he didn't disrespect me, but I will say he didn't put no speck on my name.
Yeah.
He didn't put no speck on my name.
Ooh,
and it
that is just a gut punch.
What do I mean when I say put some speck on, put some respect on my name? This is what I mean, okay?
Yeah. Is it respect?
Respect with a K at the end.
You know, I know.
You know, it's respect. And the problem, this is my deal. I'll tell you what my deal is, okay? The compliment sandwich.
Yeah.
It's all about the compliment sandwich, especially. Oh, yeah. When you're dealing with a tiger, you know what I'm saying? When you're talking to a bear, you got to hit the bear. You want to shock him one time. That's cool. But then you got to give him a sandwich.
Yes.
You got to tell him he's a big bear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, all he's going to remember is the shock.
Yep.
And the first chance he gets, he's going to maul you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's never going to forget the shock.
No.
And so I feel like it was one of those calls, which once again, I missed an email. I didn't see it. It was my bad. I take responsibility when I make mistakes.
Yeah, we're mature.
I took responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake.
We're self-aware.
I made a mistake. It was my bad, right? Yeah. It was my bad. But there was no, hey, love what you're doing other than that.
Yeah, right.
You guys are crushing it. You're clearly the best team in the age division.
Yeah.
Your players seem to like every word I've heard about you is positive. Because there's no way that anyone said a negative word about me. There's no way. There's no way that anyone said a negative word about me up until this point.
Yeah.
So I've had one mistake.
I think he was having a bad day and he was making his rounds and he was just being fat. He was in a hurry.
Yeah. I get it. No. So the reason why I tell the story is because that night I said, tomorrow we feast.
Yeah. Sean was out with a
vengeance. Tomorrow we destroy. Tomorrow we set an example that will be heard. Through generations of generations.
Okay.
And we got to work and demolished the other team. Made an example.
Oh, yeah.
Splakatatow.
Yeah.
And it's funny because in my mind.
Yeah.
My motivation was the moment he opened the app.
Oh, to see the score of the game.
Because he was, oh, you guys missed a practice. Talk about practice.
Yeah.
And then I want him to look at the game and look at the score and go, God damn. Because Because you know what? Yeah. You know what happened? The other coach, who's another coach in our organization, he showed up to play after we played. And when he saw the score, he said, He said, y'all doing it like that? And I said, yeah, we doing it like that, bro.
Yeah.
Victims out here. And so.
Just petty as f***, man.
And I'm still irritated about the shit. Yeah. But I use it as fuel. So I appreciate your pettiness. But also, you know, we just got to use it. Use the fuel in a productive manner.
That's what I'm here for.
Not stomach aches and no sex.
Right.
See? Not stomach aches and close legs.
Then it's like harmful
to
my health.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. We want it to be harmful to other people's health.
Oh, thank you. I'll make love to you out of spite of him.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? God, talk dirty to me.
I'll take it out on you. I'll punish you.
Only if you put it in a glory hole.
What is wrong with you?
I know. Wait, guys, that's just a callback from Patreon. You got to get over there, man.
Yeah, yeah. We're
going to talk about that on the second. We're going to talk a little bit about that on the second half of the show. But you also had a little hair up your ass because of a dream or something.
Yeah.
We were like a little feisty last few days.
No, it's 2 days in a row. And I think it's time that we bring back a little segment we like to call...
Reoccurring dreams.
Reoccurring dreams.
Reoccurring dreams.
Reoccurring dreams. So, it's funny because of the petty ways of which I have inherited. I go to sleep last night, and I wake up in the morning, and I had a dream that we ended the so we got a big game coming up against a really good team.
Yeah.
That demolishes everybody they played so far. So I'm like not nervous, but I'm excited and I have my fangs are out. I had a dream that we played that game and at the end of regulation we were tied.
Oh.
And then the parents on the team, everyone in the chaos and commotion and excitement, they didn't realize that we could play in overtime. And so then by the time all the smoke had cleared, I'm like, get on the court. It's
time. Oh, they took the players?
And all of our players were gone.
Oh, shut up.
And so we had to forfeit.
Oh, that's awful.
After tying the game.
Oh, God.
And then I had this. So that was like a.
It's all you can think about, dude. Because
no,
like,
I'm locked in.
Sean found out that he could look at all the scores of all the other, I think.
Yes, I can look at all the scores from all the games in our league.
So we know that there's like a bunch of teams that will never play, but then there's teams we're going to, and we don't know who they've played. But
I figured that out. Now I can see.
Okay. And so there's a particular couple teams that have just smashed the other teams, and we're going to play them the next 2 weeks in a row.
Three undefeated teams. And we have one loss, so we're in second place technically. The three teams are in first place. And the team that we're about to play, they won their game 64-8, their last game.
Yeah.
So they're out here really, we thought we spanked somebody last week. We didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, anyway. So
if you guys are curious how we're going to react when we get to high school, this is third grade.
It's third grade.
So we're gonna have a hard time.
This third grade. What are you talking about? Do you know what we're doing for Rocky's team?
We're getting prepared.
Let me tell you just real quick.
For the chaos that is about to ensue.
What we're doing for Rocky's team is just actually diabolical.
Yeah.
We lost in the championship.
First grade.
We lost by 2 points. So the whole team came back for the winter season.
And selected Sean as
every,
the coach.
We have every player. We are running through these teams like they abused us as children.
Turning the scoreboard off.
Every single game we've played, they have to turn the scoreboard off because we're running it up. So, we're petty and it's about to get messy.
It's a track record of success in our life.
It is. I haven't lost 5 games as a coach.
No, I'm saying if petty... if there was like a track record, it's like we're success after success after success of how petty we are.
Oh, we're successfully petty.
Successfully petty.
Petty king and queen. The petty prom queen and king. That's what we are. My other reoccurring dream, though.
Give it to me.
My other reoccurring dream.
Oh, boy.
Was 2 nights ago, and I woke up pissed off at you. Because.
That's a petty track record.
Yeah. No, I'm still a little irritated now that I see your face. Because I woke up. And what I had woke up from was we were having a conversation.
Okay.
And for some reason, I went through your phone.
Oh, stop. You shouldn't do that. I'm just kidding.
Which I never do. When do I ever go through your phone? No. We don't go through each other's shit.
Well, we don't go through, but we're
I have your password.
I gotta look at this. I'll look at your phone. I gotta order this.
It was one of those where it was like, I'm in your phone. I think a text message comes in while I'm using your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a, so are we on?
Oh.
Like one of those ones.
Yeah. Did I say stranger?
No, no. And so I get the text on your phone, somewhat like, are we on? And it was like a dude's name. So I then.
Well, I wouldn't be that stupid.
Did the detective work.
I wouldn't put a guy's name in as a guy.
And I went and found the person's like social media.
Oh, stop it. You did research.
It was a guy.
Okay.
It was a white guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then you had to have known it was just a dream. And on that note.
And on that note, wow, jeez.
We need a break. So do you.
I don't know if we're going to be ready for that kind of comedy.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Come on!
Well, here's a taste of what you've been missing on the After Pod.
Go to the Swingers Club. Tell us how it was.
Tell us how it went.
They always say, yeah, it's a lot of watching. A lot of people just revving the engines, priming the pump, if you will.
Yes.
You know, standing by.
They want to see it in person.
I've always been curious, are you watching in the room? Is there a giant window that you could watch from, like an operating room? And then there's like a
surgery
table. There's like
a crowd of people
sitting around. Yeah, I don't know. I've never
pull
been.
The blanket to the side and just let your eye.
Oh, stop it.
Peeping Tom?
That's turning me. That's a turn on.
That's turning me.
Not the peeping Tom room, you know what I'm saying? Like the peeping Tom room where you could just kind of slide the curtain just a little bit. Just a little bit. Much. I'm sure there's places where it's like there's glory holes. You know what a glory hole is, babe?
I'm embarrassed to say I do not.
You don't know what a glory hole is?
No.
Look at this.
Yeah, look at that.
A glory hole is...
Sign up now at patreon.com/thekidsasleep.
All right, you guys. We want to take a moment. We talked a little bit on the first half of the show about Patreon. Have we mentioned it this episode? Patreon.com/thekidsaresleep. But what we want to do, every single Tuesday, we drop new episodes over there. It's $5 a month.
Did you say Tuesday?
I feel like I probably got that from you.
It just rubs off. You did.
Tuesday.
But you rubbed
what
you took it out of me.
What are the other words that you say like that?
Fruits. Sandwiches. Sandwich.
Fruits.
Wait, how do I think I say it right now? Yeah, fruits.
You do. Fruits.
Sandwich. I used to say sandwich.
Oh.
Let me get
God.
A sandwich. You want me to make a sandwich? Sandwich?
There was another like similar word of like Tuesday that used to give me something like that. Anyway.
Sorry.
We dropped it's literally $5 a month, you guys. It's cheaper now than a coffee. It's cheaper than a pack of gum.
Yeah.
To get over there. Forgo your pack of gum this month.
No.
This week.
Adjusted for inflation, it's free.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's free. Adjusted for inflation?
Yes. We're paying you.
We're paying $5.
We're paying you.
We're paying you.
Come get the extra laughs, the better, like, raw version, and you can go back to every single episode we've ever recorded. There's like 35 episodes now. You can go all the way back to the beginning. You can see all the shit where Grandma Shan shit the bed.
Also, if you sign up, we'll send nudes. So there's that.
We'll send pics.
Cool. So, it might not be my but it's gonna be a
yeah. Oh, of course, it's always gonna be a lie. Didn't right? 10 times out of 10 times, it's probably not the person that you're dating. I'm sorry to go here, but we're talking about Patreon, and you just said
you say this like someone who's been burned by a.
You say that?
No.
In life, I'm leery.
I bet you are. Of course you are.
Everyone and everything.
I know. But you say it as a person, like you didn't show up.
Hey.
Like you didn't show up for a and then
let
you
see.
And then the came out. You're like, hold on, let me get my phone. Let me put this.
Wait a second. That wasn't your.
No, this ain't your in the picture. This is a completely different. This in the picture is spectacular.
Yeah.
This is spectacular. That's an average. If that.
You guys, that probably was just a round of beeping because I'm sure RPM is going to come back in and just beep, 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 beep.
We said
anyhow, over on Patreon, we've had a flood of new subscribers and we want to shout you out because you're our besties. You're a besties over there.
You keep the lights on. You're making the show continue.
Yes.
Without the patrons, there is no main show.
Yes.
There's
exactly.
No main show.
We love you and we appreciate you. So I just want to run through last couple days. We've had Alyssa, Christina, Amy, Laura, Alma, Brittany, Shannon,
hello,
Robin, Wendy,
yay.
Brianne,
hey.
Beck,
hey.
Jillian,
hey.
Debbie,
damn.
And Allison.
Hello.
I know.
I feel awesome. Like some of my exes are in there. That's cool.
It's all women, too,
that's
right?
cool. I got some I exes in there. I've dated some women that fit those names.
Well, okay, let's calm down.
Let's give me the last names.
I didn't want to call him out that hard. But we appreciate you. And yeah, we thank course. You so much.
No,
I mean,
we love you guys.
We know we joke about it's only $5, but like we are telling half of our jokes over there.
Yeah.
You're getting half of our story. So well, like you've got to be getting the whole thing so that you can participate. You got to. This is a family.
It's a family.
It's a family. Oh, I also wanted to shout a couple people out because what we can do over there and
tell
what
them.
Makes
tell
it
them,
kind
tell
of
them,
fun.
Tell them why it's fun. Tell them what they're missing out on.
You can you not only like the episode, but you can also leave comments.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun because you guys can like listen to the episode and then give us like one of my girls is like giving us a play by play like as she's listening, like she's commenting, right? And plus we'll ask questions over there. We'll be like, hey, chime in if XYZ or like one of the episodes over on Patreon, we got super personal over there. And so somebody responded over there and she was like, it just kind of helps me not feel alone and that type of thing. So I felt like that's just it's just cool, guys. It's cool to interact over there, and we need you to be part of the fam.
We also, wasn't it on Patreon that I asked the folks to share their crazy interactions?
Yes.
If you live in the same town you went to high school with, and you know, you're seeing your exes, or you're seeing the
yes.
your person
or you're
that
you're
with's
run-ins.
Exes.
You're having
and
run-ins.
And we did get a dope voicemail.
And we're actually going to talk about that over on Patreon on Tuesday's episode.
Oh,
we'll
perfect.
Share it. Yeah, we'll share it over on Tuesday's, the feedback. Because okay. those people know what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So if you want to be those people,
yeah,
you got to get over there. So speaking of Patreon, we shared a story over there where... Sean was basically just having a bitch fest. He basically shared, and we'll give you the inside scoop, but moving forward, you got to get over there to hear the goods. He's like, whenever I'm like not feeling that good about myself, whenever I've had a surgery or I've been down and out or whatever like that, you're on me, bro. He's like, you like want me. You're like
annoying.
In, he's like, what is going on? Because then now he feels super good. He's in shape because he's an ebb and flower. So when he's super hardcore in the gym and he's getting after it and he's pumping iron and he's feeling really good about himself.
Testosterone is on 10.
Perspective
That's my,
is that I am not on him in that manner.
Oh, my truth.
So I can't make this shit up, you guys. I literally was talking about it on my stories today and I was like, this dude is so crazy because I just tried to have a 4-minute session with you.
Yeah.
And so I'm on you. I
yeah,
am
you
on
were.
You.
You were.
But anyhow, so we were kind of just razzing each other on the way to the store or whatever. And you guys, we already told you the story about the 75-year-old cashier who tried to get in Sean's
no,
pants.
No, she was in the cashier line with me. She was
yes,
a customer.
Yes.
But she was on me.
So we go to Trader Joe's today. And there was a guy and he literally yells in the store. He's trying to get Sean's attention. He's getting everyone's attention.
Yeah, everyone,
who's
in
our
everyone,
vicinity.
Everyone could hear.
And he's like, hey, where'd you get those shoulders at? And immediately, you guys, immediately my thought is, I don't care who is saying this. I am going to have to hear about this for at least 7 weeks from this date. Sean is going to be basking in his shoulder glory. He knows he feels good, but now it's solidified by the 75-year-old at Trader Joe's. And so then he proceeded to tell this story. And so Sean looks back at him and he said, where'd you get those shoulders at? Sean goes, Costco. I got them in bulk.
Ping, ping, ping.
Yeah.
Ping, ping.
Yeah. Yeah. He was proud of that one.
Dad joke. Dad joke of the year. What are you talking about? Finger guns, finger guns, finger guns.
So then, of course, you're like entertaining this guy. He comes
over.
And I don't know about you guys, but anytime that like an elderly person shares a story, it can go one or the other ways. It's either going to be like, oh, sweetheart.
So nice, so heartfelt.
Yeah. Or not even like heartfelt, just like, I don't know what you're talking about kind of thing. Where you're just kind of like, oh. Or it could be like, there's like a really funny punchline. Because like elderly people,
don't give a
they don't give a f-. So we were on bated breath Waiting. This guy started telling the story.
Waiting.
And then the punchline was some type of like parachute swoop. Not sure. He said something about a parachute and all the men.
The whole story was nonsensical.
We did not know what he was talking about.
No sentence connected to the previous sentence. It was the most adorable thing.
It was the most adorable thing.
Because he was so enthusiastic. He just wanted to let me know. Yeah, I used to work out because I was a paratrooper. And then the story went everywhere.
He lit up, though. He lit up like a light bulb. Because you know what? His wife walked by. Because his wife...
She was trying to get him out of there.
She's trying to get him out because she knows he's not a good storyteller.
Yeah, she knows. She knows. She said, no, she's heard this one.
She's like, no, this is not a good story. This is not a good story. I'm going in and out. I don't want them to even really know that I like really care about him like that.
Yeah.
Even though we've been married for 50 years.
Yeah.
But you know what she did say? She was on him. She goes, he's been working out his whole life.
Yeah.
So he wanted to connect with you in that way, but his story didn't hit.
It didn't hit. But and then it was even one of the other guys that works at Trader Joe's was like, "Oh, I love when he gets going. I swear to God, like this guy's a regular, and he'll approach somebody, and he'll start on a story,
and then he doesn't finish it.
You know what I mean?
And he doesn't have.
It's the chubby cheeks. I've always attracted that guy. Mm-hmm. Don't let me go to the bar.
Oh no! People are on you.
There's times when I'm genuinely in a bad mood. If I'm really in a bad mood, no one will approach me.
No, because you look very gruff.
And if I'm coaching and I'm intense, no one will approach me.
Yes.
But when I'm having a good time,
you're just like
I can't go from good time and then I can't make my face unapproachable anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No, it looks
my face is inviting.
Sweet. It's very inviting.
So I go to
your
the bar.
Your eyes light up. Your eyes twinkle. Yeah.
When I go with my it's been so long. But like me and my homies, we used to go to the little dive bars, play some pool. You know, in Beaverton, when I used to live over in Beaverton, we used to do that every 2 months, go play some pool, right?
Right.
Before the kids got too old. And so I would do these things, and it was like I always find myself in a conversation with someone that I go, outside of this setting, you probably would never say two words to me.
Oh, yeah.
You would not walk up to them. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't feel comfortable talking to me in a grocery store.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to talk, but I'm in a good mood. And I can't turn it off, and I don't want to be having this conversation.
Yeah, they want to be best friends.
They want to be best friends, mm-hmm. and then they're telling me some long ass story, or it's a war story, or it's some gang story. It's just everyone. They want to tell me stuff. They want to confess to me.
Yeah,
I'm like a Catholic priest in a confessional.
Yeah,
and they just want to tell me all the crazy shit that they did.
Yeah,
I've had people. This is not a joke. I've been in Astoria, Oregon, sitting at a bar, and had a man tell me a story about how he killed another man in Astoria.
Wow.
Yes. And it was like, okay.
Yeah, what do you want me to do with this?
He was an old man. You know what I mean? He was an old man. He just let me know. He choked a man. He took his life.
It must have been
self defense. You know,
past the statute of
limitations. It wasn't murder. It was a self defense.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a self defense. Yeah. He could tell a story all he wanted. You know what I mean? He wasn't charged with anything. But the point is
why?
I was like, I definitely didn't ask if you've murdered someone. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're like it's open door. Your face says open door policy.
Well. It's an open door posse
for
you.
Oh, dear God.
The light's on.
Yeah.
The light's on.
And you, and open listen, for and business. Listen, and listen, you got about 4 minutes.
Well, that's it, folks. I will see you next week when the kids sleep. That's time to go.
Really quick, guys. We have been kind of catching you guys up on shows again over on Patreon. So, you know, stop shitting the bed and get over there. But we have been watching some really good shows. And
We're on a streak.
Yeah. One of the shows that we haven't started watching, but we have to get on because we do gossip over here about like reality shows.
Of course.
And here's the thing. You guys will be proud that we're like so mature now.
Oh my God, we're so adult.
We have been falling off of the reality shows. I know.
I know.
So weird. We have a whole season of the challenge. We totally fell off challenge. We haven't started Bachelor. Like we're full throttle on like shows. And it just shows the level, like since starting this podcast, you guys even recognize us?
No, we've been reading a lot of books.
We're scholars.
A lot of nonfiction.
Yeah.
But in the in between when we're not reading nonfiction, we did.
We're watching Reacher.
I will say this. I will say this. The apps have changed everything. Mm. So now there's a new season of The Challenge that's on MT. It's like on TV.
I know.
And so it's like on the DVR.
No,
and it's
we're not
like,
going to do it.
It's like, no, but the other ones are on Paramount Plus. We could just watch it with no commercials.
I
you
know,
just press play. You want us to watch it on the DVR and then fast forward through commercials like it's 1973?
No, and you know what else the apps have done? Brought so many more shows into our lives. So now we're just like, oh, this show's out. Sean and I were just talking about that. Like, it used to be like HBO and like FX and
Showtime.
Yeah. And it would be like Sopranos.
The Wire.
Lie to Me. Was it Lie to Me? Whatever.
No.
There were like a couple, Rescue Me.
Rescue
Me. We talked
me.
About that.
FX,
there was
yep.
like a couple of shows
Shield.
Where it was like, everybody was watching because there was only the few on those
like adult
networks.
Dramas.
Adult drama where it's like, we need sex, violence, swearing. We need the we need
Breaking
all the stuff.
Bad came along, you know, Sons of Anarchy.
Now?
It's too many damn shows.
Oh my God. You just can, there's, it's show heaven.
It's too many damn shows. It's too many. I don't even know how actors are even sleeping because they're in everything.
They're just working. They're just in everything. They're just doing, well, they have the opportunities now, which is nice.
Which is dope. But anyway, so we're watching the last show that we watched was, so first, we finished our Harlan Coben run.
Yeah, oh God.
We finished
guys,
the Harlan
Coben
run.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Run.
We literally watched every Harlan Coben show.
We watched, so we already watched A Stranger, which we liked.
Then we watched
Fool Me Once, right? That which was good.
The reason why we got on Harlan Coben, though, is because what made us rethink him is Fool Me Once.
Yeah, Fool Me Once.
Like,
and then we're like,
oh my God,
shit.
Wait, Harlan Coben was the stranger.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What else has he? So then we watched Safe.
Safe, which was fresh, which we liked.
Like, I actually.
Starring Dexter, the dude who plays Dexter.
Yeah. If you guys liked Fool Me Once, I actually think you might like Safe better.
I do think Safe was better.
I thought Safe was better.
I think Safe was better.
Yeah. Although the only thing that was not as good was the wardrobe of the main chick.
It
doesn't even matter.
No. But that's the problem is that I feel like Safe didn't have anything that was distracting other than, so Fool Me Once did have the distracting
wardrobe.
House, wardrobe, and wife.
Okay.
Which didn't, her looks didn't fit anything else that was happening.
Exactly.
Right? It was ridiculous. But I will say that Safe did do this one thing where
give us your critique.
We always watch like rom-coms, right? We used to watch rom-coms back when we were dating.
Mm.
But the thing about the rom-com that's based in Chicago or New York is, what is it always? It's always these guys that have a mediocre mid-paying job that you and I both know that job pays maybe what, $75,000, $80,000 a year?
Right.
They live
in a mansion.
In a loft that is both
penthouse
modern
suite.
And rustic.
Yeah.
That
and
is
a designer coming.
An entire floor of a building. You know what I'm saying? Where you're like, this is a $5 million apartment in New York.
This is so unrealistic.
It's so unreal. Or they live in San Francisco and they live in this big house with this big yard. And you're like, yo, that's a $7 million house in San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you're rich. You don't have money problems.
You're not like a librarian.
Yeah,
you're like
no.
Rich.
You can't be. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I do think that Safe, there was like one character, which I just wish they would explain, like this, she's a cop. And she like lives in this community with all of these like
gated
millionaires.
Gated community.
Where I'm like, yo, if she inherited the money, then I'm okay with that. But don't tell me that a police officer lives next to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I digress. It's a great show.
It was a great show.
Nothing else took me out of it. It was a super great show. So Safe. We would highly recommend it. Starring once again, Michael C. Sutton, I believe his name is, or something like that.
I just call him Dexter.
He's Dexter. Starring Dexter.
And then we watched Stay Close. Which was another Harlan Coben.
Yes.
So,
Wait, I could not remember that for the life of me.
Well, here I am.
Here you are. Look
here
at
I am.
God.
Listen, here Look I am you. Just saving your day.
Hey.
And well, literally, I won't take all day. I will only take four minutes.
I already knew. So what was it called? Stay Close?
Stay Close.
So Stay Close.
But honestly, right now, I remembered the name, but I don't remember anything about it. Why can't I remember anything about it right now? What is it?
Stay Close is the movie about...
No,
we're
show.
We're not. It's a show. Okay, come on. Come on.
Okay. Well.
We're not spoiling anything because it's in the trailer in the first episode. It is basically a blast from the past comes into this person's life. You know what I'm saying?
So, which one was it?
It's the one where the girl, she used to work at a place, and then her former coworkers like, "Hey, what's up, girl?"
Got it.
And then it and then it turns out to be a whole thing.
So that was a good one too. So what we'll say is, if you like Fool Me Once, because that was like the biggest hit right now, right? Then go on a Harlan Coben journey with us, because what we'll say is that every one of his shows follow this like similar storyline where it's like, every small character is a character.
They matter.
And they matter. So you can't be on your phone. I know it's very hard to set our phones down anymore. Set your phone down and pay attention.
Yeah.
And grab a snack and canoodle.
Canoodle.
Not too much, because watch the show.
Oh,
and get involved in the nuances. You really have to pay attention to the characters.
Wow.
Because even like the smallest character has a part. So that's what I want to share with you. And then you get to the end, and then nothing is as it seems.
Where's my wife? Who is this?
I know. I'm like a show critic. Here I am.
This is the person I couldn't get to focus on anything. I love
I'm
the,
in.
I love, and this,
because you know what changed me?
What?
These shows.
Harlan
getting
got you in the game.
Listen. I'm going to say something.
Yeah, getting off the trash.
Because I was... Come on, guys. We started the podcast. We're talking about reality TV. I had just was just kind of leaving corporate. And then like the boys are kind of crazy. And then it's like I got all this stuff swirling in my brain. So what I told myself was that I needed, if I sit down to watch a show at night, I needed a brain break. But what I need is I need my brain to go on a marathon. And I need it to Harlan Coben.
I've been telling
you. Or whatever. I need it to show. And so, but what I will tell you is that if you're similar to me, where you're like, oh, I just want to like waste away and like watch a reality show or watch something frivolous.
Yeah.
You can get into a show, but you have to get entrenched and allow yourself the first couple episodes. Because I will go, oh, like I can't get involved, or I can't like get my brain there. But go through an episode or two and you will, you're just going to get hooked. So let me tell you something else. If you go through Harlan Coben, now you know what we're on? Fargo. It's an old tried and true.
Fargo.
Okay. That was your worst accent. You're really good at accents.
Oh, that was kind of a Boston accent.
That was a Boston.
Fargo.
No. No, that was a Boston, Minnesotan accent.
Yeah.
Because they always say, what is
okie dokie, it's Fargo.
There you go. Okay.
Okie dokie.
I was like, what happened to my husband?
I know what I'm doing here.
You needed a second. You were lost.
What are we talking about?
So, you guys, we just started the fifth season of Fargo, and what we'll say is that Fargo is an incredible show. I've shared on my stories really quick. I've shared on my stories that we're watching Fargo, and everybody says, what's Fargo? Because everyone's seen the movie. And I know. What I will share with you is that the first season of Fargo does mimic the movie.
Better. It's better.
But it brings you into the series in such a magical way. The first couple seasons, first like 2-3 seasons are like epic. And then there's like a couple of shaky seasons. And then now they're on. No, it's like any series.
There's one. The difference between Fargo is that Fargo is one
go.
Is one
it's
of
the don't
there you,
you
go.
It's the don't you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, because Fargo is one of those shows where each season is a different crime and situation and location. One might be in North Dakota, one might be in Minnesota, one might be in South Dakota.
Yes, but all those. Wow, that took you out.
I coughed on it.
That took you out.
I coughed on it. Oh my God.
What?
Saliva. It was him. He tried it again. You're not gonna get me.
Not the Lord and Savior.
Oh, he tried to get me. He tried to get me.
Okay, this is what I'm gonna say about Jesus.
No,
they're one and the same. Lord and the Savior.
Oh,
God.
That's debatable. Okay. That's debatable.
Here's the thing. You think we're petty?
Yeah. No. He's the.
He's King Petty.
He's King Petty.
Yeah.
He's King Petty.
You think he has other things to do?
No.
Choke on your saliva.
No. He's just like this. Flick. Just like that. He got me. Anyway.
Look away one time.
Anyway, so the cool thing about Fargo, each season is its own crime, its own location. And so, yes, I say season 4 is kind of the slower and not my favorite season.
But it's still good. It's Chris Rock.
But it's still good. No, he kills it. It's the other actor, he's a young Jewish dude. And when I say young, I mean he just looks young because he always looked young.
Yeah.
But he's like, he gets the big role in it. You know when there's an actor...
Yeah.
That no matter what he's in, he ruins it for you.
Oh, all the time.
I feel like this dude has no, he just is, it, not that he has no talent, yeah. but that his career is unjustified.
Mm.
He shouldn't have the roles that he's had.
I have There's actors like that where I'm like, better. I don't want to watch that show because of that person.
Yes, I don't want to look at this person's face.
Or they just don't, they're not believable to me in any role in that any, they take. Because we've said this, we've looked over at each other before where we're like, I can't believe that person's the cop. Like they're going to ruin it for
bad.
Me.
Or they're a bad, bad guy.
Yes.
Right? So anyway I digress.
Anyway, season five, we have just started it. We're like on episode 4 or 5 and it's up there with season 1 and 2. I mean, it's good. Good.
Let me say it like this. We've watched the Harlan Coben shows. We're thoroughly impressed. The thing with those shows is that you'll never see the twist coming. I love a show like that. Mm-hmm. We try to solve shows. Oh, we try to solve movies.
We
try to solve shit.
Yeah.
You're not going to see the twist coming.
No.
You're not going to do it. So that's why I loved Harlan Coben. Fargo is on another I'm talking about scene to scene,
yes.
cinematography,
music.
Soundtrack, music, acting,
yeah. the lighting,
the lighting,
yes,
the lighting of a scene, like it is, yes. it is TV at its. I refuse to not believe that everyone takes a pay cut so that the entire production can happen the way it needs to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you ever see a show where you go, damn, this person's in it, and this person's in it, and this person's in it. How are all these people in this show?
No, because they just want it to work.
Because they know that the show is the star.
Yes.
They're not the star. The show is the star. It is this last season of Fargo is a masterpiece. The young lady who is the star is amazing. John Hamm is amazing. They're supposed to be based off true events.
True events.
So it's like watching a documentary. Like
yes.
It makes you want to watch. I literally Googled it and I said, is there a documentary about this story?
Yeah, because it makes you go, I need to know. Because it says, it's always like this little dark humor where it's like, it's based off of true events, but like, we changed all the names to protect the victims. But also you're like, what?
No.
But then pieces of this are true and what are not?
They always say, but everything else we kept the same.
I know, and this is like,
they always throw it in at the end. But of course, you go like, well, no, okay, but you changed something.
You changed something. We're gonna have to wrap up because like I can't wait to go watch.
Yeah.
The next episode.
Well, after what do we got? We got about 4 minutes.
We got about four minutes.
We gotta set the clock.
Set
the timer. So with that being said, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate y'all. I want to see you guys over on Patreon.
Yeah, come hang with us.
We got some more reviews coming. We might just finish the Fargo review on Patreon.
Yeah.
I feel like that makes the most sense. You know, we'll see you next week
when the kids are asleep. Shh.
All right, that's 3 minutes. God damn it. I
am
losing time.
Oh my God. The clock has started. Your biceps are bulging. Where'd you get them shoulders? If you want to catch up with us when the kids are awake, hit us up on Instagram at The Kids Are Sleep Pod.
And for the flyest merch in the game, make sure you hit us up at thekidsaresleeppod.com.
We love you.